Walking through Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood, there are still visible signs that a gunman opened fire in a synagogue there 4 days ago. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young visited the neighborhood, known as the hub of Jewish life in the city.
Rabbi Sharon Henry of Congregation Rod F. Shalom lives off Shady Avenue. That's where I meet her along with her rescue dog, Toby, who's playing hooky from doggy day camp. A few blocks down is the commercial hub of the neighborhood, Forbes Avenue.
So there's Dunkin' Donuts, which is kosher.
Is that all Dunkin' Donuts or this
one? No, just this one. We're going this way.
The Rita's Italian Ice across the street is kosher, too. From this corner, you can spot a Starbucks and Howley's Chinese restaurant, a dentist, and a dry cleaner.
I really don't think I would ever live anywhere else.
One of the country's largest Hasidic populations also calls this neighborhood home and can be seen walking the streets in traditional garb.
Squirrel Hill has always had Jews here.
The neighborhood has pre-Civil War roots and saw a large influx of Eastern European Jews in the 1920s. While Jews were also settling in other neighborhoods like the Hill District and Stanton Heights, Henry says the most affluent of them came to Squirrel Hill.
I have not been to Tree of Life, have you?
Do you want to go that? No.
Do you want to go?
Rabbi Henry says she'd held off visiting the synagogue located at Shady and Wilkins, where 11 people were killed. She leads a different congregation and didn't want to impose, although she was indirectly connected to many of the victims.
That's a funeral car. I'm getting chills.
Heading up the tree-lined Wilkins Avenue, Henry recalls Saturday. She says she got word about the active shooter situation at 10:30, the same time Shabbat services were getting underway at Rod F. Shalom, less than 2 miles away. Attendance was higher than usual because they were holding a baby naming ceremony.
We did tell the congregation what was going on. A lot of them knew anyway because people were getting text messages, you could tell.
The barricades, which for a few days created a large perimeter around Tree of Life, have been moved up. Heather Carpin is there handing out donuts.
Do you want one? You sure?
She works across the street at the Children's Institute.
I just need to be out here with family.
Rabbi Henry knows practically everyone who's here to pay their respects, including a visibly distraught Roberta Weisberg. She grew up in Squirrel Hill and owns a business nearby.
Hey, doggy.
Among those killed Saturday was Jerry Rabinowitz, who Weisberg says was her doctor for years. She says it's difficult standing outside the building where so many lost their lives.
I've been in there 100 times.
Right.
I used to go with my friend Charlotte all the time, and one of my biggest problems is trying to turn off my imagination and not think about
what happened.
Their last moments were. It's just terrifying to think of their horror.
Weisberg wears a Mr. Rogers trolley pin, which her husband bought her for her birthday. A Star of David hangs around her neck.
My grandmother, this was her necklace, and she came from Belarus when she was 9 years old, and they had pogroms all around, and she was always scared. And she used to say, it can happen here too. And I would say, oh, Nanny, don't be silly, don't be silly. Well, it was on her birthday. This happened on her birthday.
The crowd observing the scene in the morning is sparse. A young man rocks while reciting traditional prayer. People descend from both directions with fresh flowers to lay on the synagogue's lawn. A woman leaves a single red rose in front of each of the 11 wooden stars of David, bearing each of the victims' names. Henry catches the eye of a friend and congregant, who immediately broke down when she saw her rabbi standing in front of the makeshift memorial.
Oh, is your first time here?
No, I just walked
by. The friend says she'd walked by Rod F. Shalom earlier, where the first funeral was set to take place that day.
The police cars and the hearse are there.
But Henry says this solemn and surreal scene won't always be the case.
I think we'll be okay. I do.
She thinks there will likely be a heightened police presence in Squirrel Hill for a few weeks. Faith leaders have been holding security meetings and were briefed by the FBI over the weekend. Their long-term security plans are still being formulated. But one day, the police tape will be down, barricades will be removed, and this tightly knit community will carry forward.
This is how we respond. We respond with strength and take care of what we need to take care of, burying the dead with respect and dignity and not letting the hatred stop us.
I'm Virginia Alvino Young in Pittsburgh.